Next item on the agenda, Perry Roberts. How are you, Ben?
Good.
Good to have you here today.
Thank you. Okay. This case is in consideration of Mr. Roberts' failure to satisfy the conditions of the Commission's March 28, 2006 decision to grant after-the-fact approval and Mr. Roberts' request to retain a 6-foot wide by 60-foot long private non-commercial pier, 1,116.5 square feet of decking platforms and finger piers, 2 boat slips, and 2 jet ski slips with lifts adjacent to his property situated along Quiet Creek in Stafford County. Kathy, if I could have the lights, please. Again, just to orient you all, this is Quiet Creek, Stafford County. Mr. Roberts' property is located in the Widewater section. And this is a 2002 aerial photograph. This is before Hurricane Isabel, and the arrow is pointing to the pier and boathouse on his property at that time. The commission at its meeting on March 28, 2006, considered Mr. Roberts' after-the-fact request to retain his private non-commercial pier, extending approximately 100 feet channelward to mean low water. The unauthorized construction of his pier included 1,116.5 square feet of decking platforms and finger piers, 2 boat slips here and here, and 2 jet ski slips shown here and here. Just to provide background information for those who either weren't here in March or do not remember, Mr. Roberts had originally applied to rebuild his pier that he claimed was damaged during Hurricane Isabel. He was granted authorization and then proceeded to build a pier that was quite a bit different than what we had authorized him to do. This is a ground shot of the pier that he had built. He had actually was planning to build a boathouse over top of this portion here. We were able to stop construction before he was able to complete that. A ground shot of the pier. This was taken, I believe, in the summer of 2005. Just a close-up view. After reviewing a staff presentation describing the history of the case, all documents in the official record, and after considering the testimony provided by staff and Mr. Perry Roberts, the commission at their meeting in March voted to approve portions of the after-the-fact request, but ordered removal of the unpermitted L-shaped catwalk along the northwestern side of the pier, along with all associated pilings. That area here is shown in red. The commission's approval also included the assessment of triple permit fees and was contingent upon the receipt of a civil charge in the amount of $1,800. In addition, staff informed Mr. Roberts in our letter of finding dated March 30, 2006, that revised project drawings that accurately depict the pier as permitted by the commission would be required. To date, the Marine Resources Commission has not received payment of the $1,800 civil charge assessed to Mr. Roberts or the revised project drawings. In addition, since Mr. Roberts has yet to satisfy the conditions of the commission's March 28th decision, a permit has not been issued to Mr. Roberts. So in regards to the L-shaped catwalk along the northwestern side of the pier, which again on this is shown here, this is prior to the commission's decision from July 18th, 2005. Staff did observe and document its removal during a site visit to Mr. Roberts' property on April 17, 2006. And this is a photo from that day, and you can see that he has removed that portion. And that is the only condition of the commission's approval from last March that he has complied with. I'm sorry, let me go back here. Although Mr. Roberts has partially complied with the Commission's directives, his pier remains in violation of Chapter 12, Title 20.2 of the Code. As further background information, staff would also like to point out to the Commission that you would consider the involvement of Mr. Roberts' agent contractor, Mr. William Sullivan, at its meeting on April 25th, 2006, the month after you had heard Mr. Roberts' case. At that time, the Commission voted to accept a civil charge from Mr. Sullivan in the amount of $1,800 in lieu of further enforcement and criminal penalties as permitted by code. Staff did receive Mr. Sullivan's payment of his $1,800 civil charge on October 13th, 2006. To summarize the steps Mr. Roberts could have taken to satisfy the conditions of the Commission's decision, he would have had to have submitted payment of the $1,800 civil charge, as well as revised project drawings reflecting the Commission's decision. In addition, Mr. Roberts would have had to finalize the issuance of a permit, which included payment of triple permit fees, the amount of $300. Mr. Roberts has been afforded 7 months to comply with the Commission's conditions. Mr. Roberts did call staff in response to our September 29, 2006 notification that this matter would be considered by the full Commission and explained that he had other financial obligations that have prevented him from paying his civil charge. Prior to sending Mr. Roberts an email on October 24, 2006, reminding him of this hearing, we had not received a plan for payment of his civil charge. Mr. Roberts did respond that day and informed us that he planned to mail a check in the amount of $1,800 on November 1st, which is tomorrow, to cover his civil charge. However, Mr. Roberts has yet to provide staff with any indication as to his intentions regarding the submittal of revised drawings or the finalization of his after-the-fact permit. Unless Mr. Roberts is willing and able to satisfy all of the conditions of the Commission's March 28, 2006 decision within 60 days, staff would recommend that the Commission order Mr. Roberts to completely remove all portions of his pier in excess of that allowed by statutory exemption as provided in Section 20.2-1203 of the Code of Virginia. And this slide here on the screen, if Kathy, if I could have the lights again one more time, it's just an example of if Mr. Roberts chooses not to comply, how much he may have to remove in order to come in compliance with the statutory exemption. The portion in red is the portion that he has already removed, as you all have ordered. And this, again, is just an example to get him to get the decking to 400 square feet or less. So he would have to remove a considerable portion of that pier. He currently has 782 square feet of decking between the decking here and then here. And that does not include the square footages of his catwalks that are existing that define the three slips that he does still have. I'd be willing to answer any questions if the Commission has any. Mr. Roberts did inform us that he did not plan to be present today. He felt that he did not need to be.
So. Any questions for Ben? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Has the applicant given any indication as to why he wasn't able to provide plan drawings, revised plan drawings?
He has not discussed that with us at this point.
It's simply been a financial issue.
Right.
From the communication.
Any other questions? I have one. Do we know whose vessels they are moored at this dock at the present time?
Well, actually, right now, at least the last time I've been out there, there are no vessels moored there. The property where this pier is on is a rental property that he is currently trying to sell, so I don't believe he's actually using the pier any longer. He actually lives down the street at another property.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. In this particular photograph, the vessel, actually, this vessel here is actually the contractor who was building the dock. This was taken right prior to us stopping them from conducting the work on the roof.
Well, before we go to action, my position is we have gone the long yard in an attempt to compel. We're not in the business of compelling, period. We're in the business of public service and asking people to do what they're supposed to be doing. But from an agency head perspective, I think we the staff and everyone has done the very best we possibly can to assist and have this gentleman do what was decided by a commission that was chaired prior to my taking office. I don't know what else we could possibly have done in an effort to assist him in complying with the order of the commission. So with that, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just looking through some of these email correspondences, it does appear that the applicant intends to send in a check here this month. I think staff's recommendation is appropriate under the circumstances. As you indicated, we have already waited, I think, 7 months for the applicant to come into compliance. So I would move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Mr. Josephson.
An observation.
Yes, sir. Sure.
If this matter eventually goes to court, I'm a little concerned about the possible vagueness of the recommendation to remove to comply with the code, as opposed to some identification of perhaps square footage that needs to be removed or something along that line, something specific.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to amend the motion to say that the pier head be brought into compliance with the code by limiting its dimensions to not more than 400 square feet.
Do you believe that's defensible, Counselor? Would the seconder of the motion accept the amendment?
Accept it.
Motion amended and accepted by the seconder of the motion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. And just as a end footnote, I can understand financial difficulty, and I can understand how that can happen. In this case, the financial difficulty, while a part of the commission's initial decision, does not bother me near as much as the fact that the applicant didn't take the time nor the effort to at least submit the revised drawings, which would not have cost him a dime, I don't believe, because we have sketches that come near from time to time that are not to scale, but at least attempt to identify and comply with what the commission did. And I must say that troubles me very much.
I agree.
Next item on the agenda, item number 6, commission briefing regarding recent complaints concerning mooring of house barges over state-owned submerged land. Mr. Nyker, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, no, I've had several calls when I told my storm.
I'll just get right into the slides. This is a discussion item. It's not really necessarily a public hearing, but it's more to
discuss and brief.
Brief the commission on this item. Lights, please, Kathy. We recently received an inquiry from the owners of two waterfront parcels located along Broad Creek in the Deltaville area of Middlesex County. They are concerned with the proliferation of structures called aqua lodges, trademark name, that are secured to piers at the Bay Marine Marina located along Broad Creek. Aqua lodges are manufactured by catamaran cruisers and are essentially a floating dwelling supported by a fiberglass catamaran hull. Mr. Barry Miller, the principal owner of Bay Marine Limited, recently began selling the aqua lodges and then in turn renting the buyer's boat slips if they choose at which to moor their moor the structure to his piers. Since the structures are not typically motorized, they appear to serve primarily as recreational living quarters.